Dear listeners, dear friends of the Swiss Church, dear brothers and sisters, it's been a few weeks since we have last been united through an audio service, and it is my pleasure to bring the Sunday service of the Swiss Church once more into your homes, together with Peter Yardley-Jones, Marianne Fischer-Hertig, and Niccolo Aliano. Above all, I hope that you are healthy, both in body and mind. Wherever you are, we are united through the Holy Spirit, branches attached to one vine. In Psalm 62 it says, "Trust in God at all times, O people. Pour out your heart before Him. God is a refuge for us." Vertraut auf Gott alle Zeit, ihr Menschen, schüttet euer Herz vor ihm aus. Gott ist unsere Zuflucht. En tout temps, peuple, confiez-vous en lui. Épanchez votre cœur devant lui. Dieu est notre refuge. Trusting God often is accompanied by doubts and a feeling of emptiness. Today, we will think about our relationship with God and why doubts are not only normal, but indeed necessary and the gateway to a meaningful life. You will also be invited to become active at home and create a God jar. A God jar? Listen to the sermon to find out what this is. Niccolo Aliano will now lead us in prayer.
Let us pray. Loving God, you trace our journeys and lead us through our life. You are our companion and our guide. As we move from summer into autumn, and as we return to our cities and homes, we pray that you continue to provide energy for all our works. Make us rejoice at the beauty of life, and comfort us when we suffer, so that all we do may always be a token of your love. This we ask in the name of Christ. Amen.
I invite you now to join in with the first hymn, The Day of Resurrection, and you will find the hymn sheet on the Swiss Church webpage. I will read from Psalm 62, in German, you will find the English words on the webpage or in your Bible. Nur auf Gott wartet still meine Seele. Von ihm kommt meine Rettung. Nur er ist mein Fels und mein Heil, meine sichere Burg. Ich werde nicht allzu sehr wanken. Auf Gott ruht mein Heil und meine Ehre, der Fels meiner Stärke. Meine Zuflucht ist in Gott. Vertraue auf ihn alle Zeit, o Volk. Schüttet euer Herz vor ihm aus. Gott ist unsere Zuflucht. Nur ein Hauch sind die Menschenkinder, ein Trug die Herrensöhne. Auf der Waage steigen sie empor, sind allesamt leichter als ein Hauch. Verlasst euch nicht auf erpresstes Gut und setzt nicht trügerische Hoffnung auf Raub. Wenn der Reichtum sich mehrt, so hängt euer Herz nicht daran. Eines hat Gott geredet. Zweierlei ist's, was ich gehört habe, dass die Macht bei Gott steht. Bei dir, o Herr, steht aber auch die Gnade, denn du vergiltst einem jeden nach seinem Tun. I now invite you to join in with the second hymn, Lobe den Herrn, den mächtigen Herrn.
From the Gospel of Mark, chapter 6, reading from verse 45 to 56, Jesus walks on the water. Immediately he made his disciples get into the boat and go on ahead to the other side, to Bethesda, whilst he dismissed the crowd. After saying farewell to them, he went up on the mountain to pray. When evening came, the boat was out on the lake, and he was alone on the land. When he saw that they were straining at the oars against an adverse wind, he came towards them early in the morning, walking on the lake. He intended to pass them by, but when they saw him walking on the lake, they thought it was a ghost and cried out, for they all saw him and were terrified. But immediately he spoke to them and said, Take heart, it is I. Do not be afraid. Then he got into the boat with them, and the wind ceased. And they were utterly astounded, for they did not understand about the loaves, but their hearts were hardened. When they had crossed over, they came to land at Gennesaret and moored the boat. When they got out of the boat, people at once recognized him and rushed about that whole region and began to bring the sick on mats to wherever they heard he was. And wherever he went, into villages or cities or farms, they laid the sick in the marketplaces and begged him that they might touch even the fringe of his cloak, and all who touched it were healed.
Dear parishioners, dear listeners, the wearing of face masks has recently stirred up many emotions. Whereas most people do wear a mask as required, there are also those who question their effectiveness or see them as part of a conspiracy. And even among those who do wear the mask, the opinions over the correct wearing of a face mask are split. What kind of mask should be worn? How should they be worn? Which masks are most efficient? And how often should they be washed or changed? It seems to me at times that a proper face mask war is going on in our streets. The solidarity and kindness that many have praised in the first weeks and months of the COVID-19 pandemic has given way to judgmental looks, prejudice, and passive-aggressive behavior towards those who do or see things differently. I sometimes detect those feelings in myself as well, when people wear their mask around their arm or under their chin in buses or shops. It's so easy to get sucked into judgmental thinking. And we really need to remind ourselves to remain kind and calm and tolerant in this hugely complex and confusing situation. It is difficult to know what to believe and how to act amidst the many different opinions and theories. Scientists, politicians, health professionals, teachers and conspiracy theorists have different opinions how to overcome the pandemic, and it is impossible to check all the facts that are presented to us every day. Often we are torn. We don't know what to believe. We don't know whom to believe. This, of course, is nothing new. We have to make decisions whom to believe and what to believe every day in our life. In the supermarket, for instance, we are exposed to so many choices promising us health or happiness, indulgence or ethical production. Which promise will we follow? In a family conflict, we hear different sides of the same story. Who do we believe? And newspapers report and interpret current affairs from around the globe differently. Which facts do we trust? The people who lived in Galilee 2,000 years ago were not worried about masks and hand sanitizers. Yet they had a faith clash too. There was this man who people said could walk on water and heal the sick, and this caused a huge stir. Some people believed that he was their long-expected Messiah, the Son of God, a miracle healer, and others believed that he was a bluff or a political agitator, but everyone had an opinion. The pure presence of this man provoked the crowds, broke up families, and led to turmoil. This man, who reportedly walked on water and healed the sick, has been at the center of a faith clash and sometimes war for over 2,000 years. And still, there is no end in sight. Who was he? And is it true what people say about him? Our opinions today are just as split as back then. And he still provokes, it still breaks up families and leads to turmoil. Even his closest friends and companions sometimes turned away from Jesus, doubting that it was him. Religious beliefs have been around since the beginning of human civilization. Faith in God or in gods, no matter what religion, is part of our human identity. And the roots of these beliefs are the most existential questions. Where do we come from? What is our destiny? And what will become of us? These questions can be scary to think about, and often it is easier to turn away and focus on the many distractions that life brings. But those who do have the courage to face these fundamental questions often find that they are also accompanied by doubts, a loss of meaning, the feeling of God's absence. And often when we have these doubts, religions portray them as something negative, a test to one's faith, the result of sin, the inability to grasp the bigger picture. But for Christians, the opposite is true. Our doubts lead us to God. They are the gateway to a mature and grown-up faith. The theologian Peter Rollin says that the felt experience of God's absence is the fundamental way of entering into God's presence. We feel that something is missing, that there is a void to be filled. And acknowledging this emptiness is not a move away from God, quite the opposite. It leads us to God. Of course, we can look at this void and turn away from it. We can say, there is nothing but emptiness. There is no meaning. There is no God. The universe and our existence do not make sense. And this is a reasonable and understandable reaction. Or we can allow this void to be filled and to accept it as our journey with God. Turn away from the void, or allow God to fill the void. This is a choice we can make, and I know which choice I find more attractive. This all sounds good in theory, but how does this relationship with God work? And today, I would like to invite you to create something at home. I invite you to create a God jar, which will make this relationship with God, as we explored it today, more tangible. So, here is what we do. At the end of this service, or in the coming hours or days, find yourself an empty container. This can be a cardboard box, a glass, or a jar. The bigger, the better. Now take a moment to acknowledge the emptiness of your container. Think about your moments of emptiness. When life felt meaningless and God absent. The acknowledgement of these feelings is the beginning of your journey with God. Now you can begin to fill your jar with things you love, with memories, with questions, with prayers and thoughts, with things you are grateful for or things that you struggle with. Photos, items, newspaper articles, written notes, anything can go in your container. And over time, it will fill up more and more with fragments of your life and the world you live in. Find a place for your container and keep filling your God jar with things and thoughts and memories whenever you feel like it. And every now and then, take out one of the items and look at it. Ponder for a while. Perhaps you will see things from a new perspective, with a new sense of hope. Perhaps you will find answers to one of your questions, or you will surprise yourself with something you had put in there and forgotten about. Perhaps you will cry over your losses. But the empty jar is no longer empty. Something happened in this empty space and keeps happening. The fragments of your life are the foundation of your relationship with God. They are meaningful. They are powerful. They are you. Some of the things in your jar may be painful. Some of them bring you joy. It all began with emptiness. In the beginning, the earth was formless and dark, the Bible says. It all began with the feeling of abandonment. My God, why have you forsaken me? Jesus cries out on the cross. The disciples felt abandoned on the stormy sea, and Jesus had to restore their trust. Jesus said into their emptiness, "It is I. Do not be afraid." And the storm calmed down. They found peace inside and out. Dear listeners, dear friends, dear brothers and sisters in Christ, may your God jar always be filled with something, meaningful fragments of your life. And may these fragments bring you closer to God. May you hear God's voice through the fragments of your life. And may his voice bring meaning and comfort and trust. Amen. I invite you to join in with the third hymn, O mon âme, magnifie le Seigneur. I am delighted to announce that we will finally resume church services at the Swiss Church in Endell Street. I have been waiting for this moment for a long time, and I know so did many of you too. Until the end of the year, we will meet once a month, usually on the third Sunday. The first of these services will be on the 20th of September at 11, then on the 18th of October, the 22nd of November, and the 20th of December. So that's the 20th of September, the 18th of October, the 22nd of November, and the 20th of December. And we will continue to produce audio services for every first Sunday of the month. For the other services, the words will be uploaded on the webpage or sent to your postal address if you wish. And if you are over 70 and wish to travel to the church in a cab, you will be entitled to up to £20 towards your taxi fare. Please bring your mask when attending church services, and I am looking forward to seeing you. Marianne Fischer-Hertig will now lead us in prayer.
Let us pray. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as in heaven. O Lord, we cry out for this to happen. We need your kingdom here on earth. We entrust everything in your hands. Thank you for your steadfastness. We praise you for your love, care and protection for each one of us. Kyrie eleison. Father, we pray for everyone who feels lonely, frustrated, and confused with the ongoing situation, for not being able to meet in church. Fill us with your hope. We ask for unexpected encounters in any form and shape. We lift up anyone to you who is not well. Lay your healing hands on them. Restore them. Give them energy. Kyrie eleison. Ever-present God, we pray you lead and give wisdom to all world leaders, be it COVID-related, be it on a political front, be it in communication with each other, be it for resolution for peace across the whole world, be it for fair distribution of wealth and food. Nearer home, we pray for the school starting this coming week. Help the anxious teachers, parents and children going back after nearly 6 months. May everyone settle in swiftly and feel comfortable. Lord, we ask your guidance on a consistoire, church staff and Carla. Show them the way ahead for our church and protect them, Lord. We pray for our congregation. Father, keep us safe, keep our minds active and fill us with your love and peace. We carry on praying. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours now and forever. Amen.
Gott segne und behüte dich. Gott lasse sein Angesicht leuchten über dir und sei dir gnädig. Gott hebe sein Angesicht auf dich und gebe dir seinen Frieden. Que Dieu te bénisse et te protège. Que Dieu fasse briller sur toi son visage qui se penche vers toi. que Dieu tourne vers toi son visage, qu'il t'apporte la paix. God bless you and keep you. God make his face to shine upon you and be gracious to you. God lift his countenance upon you and give you peace. I wish you all a wonderful Sunday. Go in peace and bring peace to the world. Gönnt in Friede und bringet de Friede in die Welt. Amen.